The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Fabrizi, CEO of Blue Star Capital, BLU's ticker there, and Meinhard Ben, CEO and founder of Satoshi Pay. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Good to be here. Always good to be on the podcast.
Yeah, well, today we're going to focus on you, Meinhard, in a bit. Before we get into that in Satoshi Pay and what you're doing in D-Transfer, your main focus at the moment, Tony, for people not familiar with Blue Star Capital, again, give us a brief summary as to what you're all about, please.
Yeah, so Blue Star Capital is an investing company with two areas of primary focus. One is payments, which is the longer-term business we've been involved in, and more recently, in the last 15 months, esports, which obviously is a very exciting new area for us. But just focusing on Satoshi Pay today, Satoshi Pay is a blockchain business that we got involved in the beginning of 2017. We then made two further investments and took our stake to over 30%. And in fact, we tried to reverse Satoshi Pay into Blue Star in the middle of 2018, but timing wasn't great, and that didn't happen. But the good work we did around that time led the company to raise money successfully in 2019. And then since that time, the company has sort of broadened its focus away from the initial market, which is micropayments, where, you know, it was a great user case. But perhaps in retrospect, the market was a bit too early for us, and all of the companies transacted over 1.4 million in payments. The market remains, you know, quite small. So, you know, 15 months ago, the company decided to seek a new focus and, you know, decided to move into B2B cross-border payments for companies. And, you know, unlike micropayments, this is a massive market. I think the fees generated annually are over 200 billion. So, you know, it's probably the largest payments channel globally. So, you know, the work that the company did in building the tech platform for the micropayments, you know, has been extremely helpful and allowed them to build this new platform, you know, relatively quickly. So where they are today is going through alpha testing, hopefully soon starting beta testing, initial signs, which Meinhard will cover, you know, extremely encouraging. And with very little marketing effort to date, they've already signed up 11 customers. So, you know, I think the opportunity here is, you know, is very significant for the company. So, yeah, perhaps I can pass over to Meinhard, you know, to take it further.
Yes, very interesting, Meinhard. I was saying, we last spoke when you were talking about, you know, micropayments, like you say, very early, but a very exciting area. But now you're going to D-Transfer, which I know is already a massive market right there. You don't have to create that market. It's right there. So can you just explain that again, underline what D-Transfer is all about, if good.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, the technology that we've built for the micropayments business is quite versatile. We always build it as a platform, so we use it to different markets and also to different types of payments. Just wanted to mention, like, recently, Sir Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, has mentioned Satoshi Pay positively in a speech, and that's obviously a huge endorsement for what we're doing. And it gives us more power also to focus on our instant money transfer business, which D-Transfer at the core really is, with a focus on businesses. So we are doing B2B instant money transfer, and this is, of course, still based on the blockchain, and more specifically the Stellar blockchain. And we're using blockchain here to replace the old system of correspondent banking, which makes it more cheaper. Essentially, the transactions are a lot cheaper. They're faster. Within 30 seconds, we can transfer from one bank account in one country to another one in a different banking system in another country. And we focus on being an instant and open service like blockchain itself and generating value there. And we're doing a lot of pioneering work here with building up an ecosystem for different corridors where, you know, sometimes there isn't really the infrastructure yet, but we can bridge that and enable that with blockchain technology.
Yeah. And you recently did a video update, which I'm sure people can see online there, but can you explain the update you've done, please?
Yes, so I think this was well awaited. For a few months, we've been very busy building out D-Transfer, coming up with a name, building branding, building the actual software and the initial service behind it. So we were kind of sort of you know, in our workshops and we're very busy. And now we came really public with this and shared some information. Also, obviously, we had to deal with the fallout of COVID and what that has done to the, you know, to the world and also to all different industries. And on the upside there, we had a bit of savings through like reduced costs, and this extended our runway. Also, the recent uptick in crypto was quite helpful for us. We also have in our treasury some crypto assets, so that helped us, and we're kind of managing them quite well. And so there's no immediate need for funding right now. However, we are looking we're looking to raise next year sometime. And also I was getting into our relationship with the Stellar Foundation, which is the foundation behind the blockchain network that we use. And they also invested in us in May 2020 in a very difficult market condition, but they really helped us out there. So that was great. And they helped us in so many ways. So it's a very fruitful partnership with this multi-billion dollar foundation that's based in San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. And tell us about the cross-border payments. Tell us about the size, of the market here, and the opportunity, and what's there at the moment, and what will you replace, kind of thing.
Yeah, so as Tony already mentioned, it's a huge market with $200 billion in fees alone. So this is just transaction fees, and that's really what we are addressing. The opportunity is that 90% of this market is dominated by commercial banks, which aren't really known for innovative services, I would say, always, at least the incumbents. And businesses are sometimes frustrated with how international bank transfers work. So there's really a lot of room to improve. So you have things like transfers even getting lost or being slow, taking a few business days or sometimes weeks when they get lost. Even the fact that money can get lost or kind of no one knows where it is at a certain point of time is quite frustrating. And this whole process is intransparent, and especially young business owners, SMEs, are used to instant apps and having a full control over their finances at all time. And that's really something that we are bringing to the business world. And we offer more competitive transaction fees. Our service is instant, as I mentioned, so within less than a minute we can transfer from one bank account to another. And we sort of have a payment tracing mechanism as well, like similar to a parcel. You always know where your payment is at what point in time. And that's really a huge, opportunity. And we already see this when talking to customers. They are coming to us. They are definitely looking for better solutions.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I mean, it sounds excellent. And obviously, it sounds like a better option than what's there at the moment. But where are you in your journey to commercialize this? Is it happening at the moment? What's going on?
Yes, so even like Tony mentioned, without much marketing, without much sales, or just like initial campaigns, we've reached 11 clients, or we've signed 11 clients, and combined they have an annual transaction volume of what they want to transfer through our service of 84 million already, and this is growing. So this is with each new market and each new corridor between these markets that we open, we can easily sell. This is really such a vast market that it really is quite easy to grow in our sense, and the market is hungry for our solution. And we are in a closed beta service at the moment for selected clients, and we are moving into a closed service for more selected clients quite soon. And this is kind of to control also how we are growing and what features we want to add. We're very, very close with our clients. We have very in-depth conversations and trying to help them the best way possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's your ambition then, Meinhard? Where do you hope to take this?
So we're very confident about the future, and recent months have shown us that it's an absolute opportunity that we found some great, not even a niche, but a great market to grow in. And our vision is to capture only 0.1% of the market share, which already, given the size of the market, makes us a unicorn in terms of valuation. So that's something we're working towards too.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. And we've seen Bitcoin and other cryptos rally strongly of late. I mean, like you did mention it, but that can't harm you, can it?
No, absolutely. Yeah, that's this. I was always a strong believer from day one in blockchain and Bitcoin, and I knew this will come back, and now it's happening. And of course, it raises attention here and really kind of lays out a great ground for us to grow, also to make people listen to what there is out in blockchain that can be used in their specific business. So, yeah, it's very, very positive for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. Good to chat to you, Meinhard. And Tony, back to you for the three reasons. If someone's liking the sound of this and not yet following the story, given those three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Blue Star Capital to their watch list, please.
Okay, Justin. So obviously, first of all, Satoshi Pay, I mean, hopefully by now I was explaining, you know, this is a great opportunity for us. We own 28% of Satoshi Pay, so, you know, it's a significant stake for us. Carried in our books at only 17 million valuation. So if the company can deliver anything like what we believe is possible, then obviously that valuation is going to look very, very small going forward. Secondly, Dynasty, which is our platform play in the world of esports and gaming. This company's got off to an absolutely tremendous start. It's only been going 15 months, already delivering well above expectations. Two massive contracts already, and we own 13% of Dynasty, so we have great hopes for that company. And then finally, just in terms of esports, we have, you know, a portfolio of seven companies across esports. It's a unique play in this fast developing market, and you know, we think that should bring a lot of attention and a lot of value to us.
Yeah, yeah, and it's, also, I suppose what's been highlighted through coronavirus in this pandemic is that esports was growing anyway, but it's been accelerated, and it's very much, you know, it's immune, isn't it, from this? People play it at home; they don't have to go out and mingle with people, so it's not really affected so much, is it?
It's very difficult to see what will stop this, to be honest, Justin. I mean, it's just got an awful lot of positives about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're very early on in these companies, so we've got big stakes. And as we've seen with Guild, which came to market recently, you know, we've done incredibly well there. And, you know, I think there's a long way to go.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Guys, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.